My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the undisputed, delightful, dazzling, and just always radiant star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And Elena, how are you? Was it a good week for you?
It was good. Are you a Twitter follower of Charlie Sheen these days?
I'm proud to say that I'm not, but I think we're reaching a new low in cable news when they haven't actually called it breaking news yet, but pretty much any time he does tweet, they mention it. So.
And it's always exclusive, too.
Right.
I mean, it's about as exclusive as he is with his women, I think. I mean, every news organization is like, "Oh, we have an exclusive interview." I don't think so. No, I'm surprised he hasn't been. Has he been on your show yet?
He has not, but I'm guessing he's going to provide enough material for you guys to get a whole album out of this.
That's right. We're working on a duet between him and Gaddafi and trying to figure out. I don't know if you've seen the website where you have to try to guess whose quote is which. It's very funny. It's really hard to do, actually.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Yeah. So one guy who got knocked off the front pages as a result.
Yes.
Was, our own friend Silvio Berlusconi, who was in his own scandal and is looking pretty good next to Charlie Sheen.
Well, it's not hard to look good next to Charlie Sheen, but Silvio Berlusconi, well, let's just say, man, if he was president of this country and he was accused of what he's been accused of over there with underage sex with minors and that sort of thing, call girls, it's just a really sordid tale, and he somehow is kind of like Charlie Sheen in that he's almost basking in it while denying it at the same time.
He's also in the position where he's able to pass laws that protect himself, which is kind of an interesting way to go.
Exactly, but never one to let Berlusconi off the hook, despite the fact the media is paying attention to something else. Here are the Capitol Steps.
The Italians have found their prime minister is a hound, and the people have started to jest that things are not run great, and the trains are so late, they should give them a pregnancy test. When your moon hits my eye, who's a hands-on type guy? Berlusconi. Who likes spicy meatballs and girls who are on call? Berlusconi. Italy's minister of sleaze, getting dates with ease, spreading STDs each place we sat. And you know that I won't say woe if a lot of hoes visit Silvio in my Fiat. Oh, the tabloids are mean. I swear she was 18. It's baloney to complain to the press. I just call my own desk on the phone. Though I wear shiny suits like sopranos whose first name is Tony. Who looks best covered in 22-year-old twins? Berlusconi.
Oh, Elena. Yeah, I think Berlusconi's probably happy that some of these other stories have knocked him off the front page, but he can't stay off the front page for long, I have a feeling.
Yeah, probably not in Italy.
Absolutely right. So it looks like Newt Gingrich might be running for president. Going to dust off some whole Newt World favorites.
Good for us.
Been a slow going, though. Not too many people jumping in yet.
Yeah, this time 4 years ago, I think we had several people announcing. So I don't know what's holding. Maybe they all have lucrative commentator jobs and they're not.
Yeah, that's part of it. Fox has already told Gingrich and Rick Santorum that they're not going to be on anymore until they make up their minds. And obviously, once they do make up their minds, if they run, they won't be on as they were before. So, Elena, a lot of things still to come before the 2012 election, I guess. So we'll keep track.
All right.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Find their work online and buy their CDs at capsteps.com. And look for signs there and in our weekly segments for news about their upcoming CD, Desperate House Members.